Now, here is one that has betrayed David, as we shall see in this psalm. And it goes back to the experience that he had. You'll recall that when he went out weeping, and word was brought to him that Ahithophel had gone over to the side of Absalom, and Ahithophel had just been actually one of his cabinet, been very close to David, and he now had gone over to the other side and betrayed him. I'm turning back now to pick up two verses, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. Listen to this. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up and had his head covered. And he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And I think, by the way, God did that. But I would say this is one of the most remarkable psalms that we have. Now, I'm going to hit high points here, but I want to note the last part of it in particular. He says, as he opens this psalm, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. David, I tell you, he's like, you know, the squeaking wheel gets the grease. David says, I'm making a noise before you, Lord. I'm crying out to you because I'm in a desperate situation. I've been betrayed by a friend. And he says, verse 3, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is very pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. David did not know but what he'd be slain, you see, at that time, and especially when those that were around him had deserted him. Now, verse 6, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. You remember, first, he was advised to fly away to his mountain. That is, go back out. David at first would not do it. But now, when it seems all is lost, and even Ahithophel, one of his trusted advisors, one who was close to him, has now betrayed him. It reminds you of something, I'm sure, of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Christ. And then this nation will be betrayed by Antichrist. And many of us have had this happen to us. I've been a pastor for years. And every now and then, I must say, I've had some wonderful men on my staff. But I've had one or two that turned out to be Judas Iscariot. And they turn out to be Ahithophel. They betrayed you. And it hurts, of course, to have someone that you had confidence in. But it was, thou a man, mine equal, my God, and my familiar friend. Now, this is David speaking of him. Antichrist will betray this nation. They will pretend to have been, you see, the friend. He made a covenant with him. Listen to him. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Oh, these fellows will pray with you. And they'll pray for you when you're there, or when your back is turned, they'll put a knife in your back. Now, friends, there are folk like that today. They're around us. If Antichrist appeared tomorrow, he'd have a following before the sun went down. Now, listen to David. And this is imprecatory, I grant you, but you listen to him. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down alive into Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. We have a frightful expression today, and I think it's terrible. You hear it in the world. Sometimes you hear somebody say to another, go to hell. That's an awful thing to say. And may I say to you, David almost said that relative to Ahithophel. Our Lord prayed for those that despitefully used him. And someday God will deal with these as he's dealt with Antichrist. Now, listen to him here. Listen to this man, David, now, verse 16. As for me, I'll call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. What a picture that you have here. Evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, he shall hear my voice. I'll tell you one thing your enemy will do for you, friends. He'll cause you to pray more than probably you've ever prayed before, and that may be a very good thing after all. Now listen to David here, and this is a picture now of Antichrist, verse 21. Oh, is he a liar? And the devil is called a liar from the beginning. Antichrist is right out of the pit of hell, friends. Listen, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn sewing. Oh, how terrible, how awful, pretending to be a friend of David and at the same time plotting against him. That's Antichrist. Verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, may I say this to you today, Christian friend, and I can speak after some experience. Turn your enemies over to God. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Turn them over to God. Say, Lord, deal with them. And you know, over a period now of many years, I've been a pastor 40 years, I found out the Lord does a better job of dealing with them than I would, because he knows how to do it. I don't. Turn your enemies over to God, those that have betrayed you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. That's what they'll be doing in the great tribulation. Only place to turn. And many of us find that a good place to go today. Verse 23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I'll trust in thee. What about you today? And what about me today in this world? Are we going to start crying and hating people and start criticizing them? No, my friend, may I say to you, let's start trusting the Lord today. That's the way out.
How are you dealing with your enemies? Are you looking for vengeance? Or are you trusting in the Lord and letting him deal with those who persecute you? Paul makes it clear in Romans 12 how we should respond. He says, Beloved, don't avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's found in Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 21. And it may be a good passage of scripture for you to read and memorize and then meditate on, particularly if you're dealing with enemies who are causing you troubles.